USA Radio News.
National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd called White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre a liar on Tuesday after she claimed illegal immigrants aren't just walking in across the border. He spoke to Fox News.
I watch these people walk across the border every single day. We see it. It's disgusting what we're seeing, and she knows exactly what's happening, but she's deflecting. She's lying. She knows that the mainstream media isn't going to cover this issue. She knows that by in large part, nobody's going to care because they don't understand what's going on. But she does recognize it as well. If the mainstream media would cover this, if the American public understood what was going on, they would be outraged.
Tuesday marked the one-year anniversary of the last U.S. military flight out of Afghanistan. The withdrawal brought an end to almost 20 years of American military involvement there. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An FBI agent is out, and it's raising more questions than answers.
Timothy Tebow, a senior FBI agent at the Washington field office, is out of a job after decades at the FBI. Mr. Tebow is facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield President Biden during his 2020 presidential campaign. Tebow allegedly killed off a criminal investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop evidence 1 month before the November 2020 election. That's according to Senator Grassley's whistleblower at the FBI. FBI Director Christopher Wray on his agent's actions.
I found it deeply troubling.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
U.S. Navy ships will be banned from entering the ports of the Solomon Islands. The U.S. Embassy in Australia has been notified of the so-called moratorium. The U.S. and the Solomon Islands now have a tense relationship since the island nation signed a security pact with China in May. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pastor of a Texas church has been placed on a leave of absence. 48-year-old Matt Chandler, the head pastor of Village Church in Dallas, told his congregation he had messaged a woman who was not his wife in a way that was, quote, unguarded and unwise, unquote. Chandler stated the messages were not sexual or romantic, but the church's elders decided Chandler did not use language appropriate for a pastor. Energy prices continue to rise in Europe.
Energy prices in Europe continue to break records as a Russian gas company continues to restrict deliveries to a major German pipeline. At a summit on energy in Slovenia, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the consequences to households and companies are not sustainable.
What we see is, yes, an energy crisis, but it's mainly a fossil fuel energy crisis. So we need a green solution against this fossil fuel energy crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Rising country music star Luke Bell passed away at the age of 32 after allegedly going missing for more than a week. Bell's friend and fellow country singer Matt Kinman confirmed the news to the music site Saving Country Music. The Tucson Police Department says Bell was found dead on Monday in Tucson, Arizona, where he had been reported missing on August 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.